I was lying on the table, partway into the CAT scan machine. I was a little groggy, but still awake. I thought I'd been lying there for a while and wondered when they were going to start the procedure when I heard a voice say, "Okay, we're about two-thirds of the way through this. Good drugs will do that." I was getting a relatively new type of treatment, radiofrequency ablation. Basically, they stick a needle through your chest, into your lung, and into the tumor. Then they burn the tumor out from the inside. I'll never forget the first time I met with a doctor who was going to perform the procedure. He said, very matter-of-factly, "I'll kill the tumors. Kill. Dead. Done." The world of cancer is usually so gray. We hope to shrink the tumor. We hope to see some positive results. So it was a bit of a shock to hear him be so certain. He had me at kill. I have three tumors in my lungs. We only did one of them Friday because the doctor wanted to concentrate on the largest one to make sure he got it. And while I was a little disappointed that he couldn't get a second one, now I'm glad, because getting stabbed with a needle through your chest hurts. A lot. It's easy to forget how everything in our bodies is connected. Stick a needle through your chest, and you hit muscles that are connected to other parts of the body. I'm sitting here, not in terrible pain, but with a dull pain over my chest and shoulders. Was it worth it? You bet. Now, I may be a little premature on that part. We won't know if they got all the tumor for about 3 months. You have to let the tissue heal before you can take another scan. In the meantime, in the coming weeks, I'll have the procedure two more times to get the other two tumors, to kill the other two tumors. I recently had radiation that was supposed to take care of the two tumors on my spine. If this procedure does kill the three tumors in my lungs, I may, for the first time in more than a year, have no active tumors in my body. There's one of those gray words, may. The oncologists are always worried about the cancer they can't see. Rogue cells floating around your body looking for a place to call home. Tumors that may be growing but are too small to see on the scans. So they want me to go on a fairly serious chemo regime, a different one than I took most of last year. I have some questions about it. If I don't have any visible tumors, why would I still take the same maximum dose of the chemo? Maybe we should save the drugs for when tumors come back. Or am I just trying to find reasons not to go back on chemo? There's no clear answer here, at least I don't see one yet. In the meantime, I'm going to trust my doctor. Every twinge of pain in my chest is a reminder that I have one less tumor. I only hope the cancer cells felt even more pain. I do have one complaint, though. The instructions for the antibiotics I'm taking say no chocolate and no caffeine. I'm willing to make some sacrifices in my fight against cancer, but come on, isn't that asking too much?